We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard. We give God thanks for His goodness and His mercies showered upon us, and the fact that God is faithful to renew His covenant with us every single day. Every day He renews that contract, mercies and goodness and compassion to all of us. We give Him praise for loving us, and we love Him back. We declare that this new year we will serve the Lord, and we will seek the Lord, and we will be God chasers, and we will pursue God with a passion that we never had before. We will hunger and thirst after Him, as David said in the Psalms, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after You, O Lord. And that's how we will seek God in this year. I know a lot of times we would make New Year resolutions and say, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do that. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to, go walking. I'm going to do all kinds of things. And every by mid-January, maybe early February, we just kind of phase out. But this year, I want us to commit to really loving God. Those of you who are Christians, I'd like you to commit to really passionately seeking God, pursuing God, that your life depends upon it. Because really and truly, your life does depend on you seeking God, pursuing Him, and serving Him. So I'm glad to be able to come back to you today to share the Word of God with you, the mind of God. I'm always excited. I want you to know this. And I'm always excited to be able to present to you every Friday morning. So I thank God for you for listening. And I pray the Lord bless this session today as He has in the past. In Jesus' name, we're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray for us at this time.
Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to call upon Your holy name. Declare that You are God above all gods. You are the ruler of the universe, and we worship You. Thank You for this privilege You've given to us, that we can share this gospel to the people of Barbados and wherever our voices are heard. We pray, Lord, the words that we speak today will be a ministry, will bring hope, will bring opportunity for individuals to recalibrate where we are, and we'll find our way back to You. All hope is in You. All salvation is in You. All life is in You. What can we do without You? Without the Lord, we're all in trouble. So therefore, Lord, we look to You for blessings. We look to You for Your favor. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. It's always good to have Reverend Gay with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
To have this man of God, our elder Joe, Elder Octave. Praise God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you. All right, so we recognize here in Barbados that we are on a new trajectory. The Prime Minister has rung the bell, and within a couple of days, actually, we're going to have elections. And so all the campaigning, there'll be the election fever going to a very high boil and all kinds of stuff. I would want to say to all listeners that it's your right to vote. It's your right to select the government that you wish. It's your right to go up there and exercise that right that was guaranteed. It's got our forefathers fought for and maintained for us. And so, but as we do so, we'd like us to do that without violence, without disrupting the peace of this country. I'd like you to do so prayerfully and respectfully. You know, we always believe that when God, is in everything, it will go well. And most importantly, we want the Lord to be in all voting, these elections. We don't want to have people out there. That's something that as a minister of the church, I always hate to hear it. When people are on platforms campaigning and they're cursing each other and being derogatory to each other and name calling. You don't need to do that. So as a minister of the church in Barbados, I like to send out that call to you, that notice to you, that warning to you to don't do that. If you're listening to me and you're a politician, I don't want to hear politicians cussing each other on the platforms and carrying on at one word and treating each other as though they're bad dogs. No, you're not. You have to maintain some respect and some dignity, during the campaigning. Do it right and let the Lord lead you and direct you, because everybody needs the Lord, even Amen. Politicians. We need the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to rely on the Lord and not in your own strength. And so I'm appealing to the politicians and those of you who are the politicians' followers, that you don't go there cussing people either. But let me tell you this, when you are at home resting, the politicians are all getting along with each other and drinking together with each other. And they're cussing politicians, you know, for your leader, and then they all socializing together, you know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of politics that I really don't like. I don't want to see in this country. I also would want to pray that the Lord will help this country to get to a place again where we can have an opposition.
Yes,
that's my prayer. I feel we need to have a balance in our politics so we can have a true democracy. Mm-hmm. We must have an opposition.
Yes.
So that's my prayer. I don't get political. I don't get into politics. I don't have any political party that I go in support. I just let the Lord guide me. I belong to God's party.
Amen.
Full stop. But my heart is in the right place towards my country, and I pray for our prime minister. I pray for the opposition leader, and I pray everybody will get their act together and do right and make sure that they campaign in a very clean and wholesome way, and that at the end of the day, the will and the purpose of God be done. That's my take on that right now. In Jesus' name. Praise God. So let's get into the word. We're going back to the word again. We're going to share on our theme for 2026. In 2026, we will pursue God and establish our God-given kingdom legacy. That's important. And of course, at Mount Zion Missions, we are enjoying this word and we are breaking it down, unpacking it. Holy Ghost is teaching us how to have this word, you know, to guide us and direct us in all the various departments. We're seeing a real move of God, particularly on Thursday nights, Reverend Gale and the
Octave. That's true.
It's in the intimate sessions on Thursday nights. Of course, God is there on Sundays, but I find that on Thursdays where we come up, we're more relaxed and so on. We're not on live streaming, so people are more relaxed and they're really seeking God. And you know, and I'm so glad that on Elmira's Day, my intercessors spent the day in intercession, pursuing God, seeking His presence, and calling Him into our country, and calling Him back into our lives, and calling Him back into our ministry. That was profound, and I want to again say compliments to Reverend Gail and Elder Joseph, who head up the pit bulls, the intercessors, for your sacrifice. There were so many people there.
Yes.
I'm very proud. On the back, all the women, people there having a good time and stuff, you know, fetting and stuff. You all took the time to just pray.
Pursue God.
Pursue God. If ever a time the church needs to get hungry and pursue God, it is now.
Amen.
Politicians are failing. Look what's happening in America. I mean, you want to hang your head down and say, God have mercy. You know, so we can't really depend on politics and all that. We got to depend on God. And I'm glad we have it enshrined in our national anthem. The Lord has been the people's guide for past 300 years. With Him still on the people's side, we have no doubts or fears. And I declare that this same God that we sing about will continue to be our guide in the year 2026. And so, Reverend Gail, would you read scriptures for us that we have? This week, today, Friday, we're going to share 2 points. Those points are point 3 and point 4 and point 3 is we have to become God chasers. We touched on that last week. And that's from 2 Kings 19, verse 19 to 21. Elisha left all and chased after the Elijah that he saw. What he saw in him, he craved. He was passionate and he pursued him. And then the fourth point, we have to leave all behind and make God our priority. Leave your flock. And that comes from the reference scripture, St. Luke chapter 2. Verse 8 to 20. And Reverend Gill is going to read that for us.
Thank you, Apostle. 2 Kings 19, 19 to 21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elijah then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. St. Luke chapter 2, 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. We really are looking, you know, this year to see the church on that trajectory, the same as the shepherds, where when the good news was told to them by the angels, they didn't hesitate. They just, you know, they don't even took the time to evaluate what the loss would be to them. But of course, they were taking care of the sheep. They were tending the sheep. They were watching over the sheep, ensuring that the sheep was safe and protected from wild animals and so on, and predators and that kind of stuff. And of course, from thieves. But suddenly, that was not their main focus, because they heard that Jesus was born. And they knew that they were looking for Messiah. Suddenly, he's there. And all that they were thinking of, the Messiah is here. And I want us to understand that as a people, we have to look to Jesus now, because who's going to take us through what we're going through in the earth? We've got to take time for the Lord. But in order to find God, get to where God will have us to be, we've got to be prepared to leave things. Once we get so busy and so encumbered with all of the things that we're involved in, and at home, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're in this meeting, with that meeting, and we get so tied up that we don't have time to seek God, to find God, to be in his presence, to chase after him. We have got to reach a point as his servants to stop and find him. When I look at the book of St. Luke, where Jesus spent all night praying to his Father and rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we just go to prayer meeting and we say a few minutes and we're tired. When we go to church on Sunday, we think that 2 hour service is too long. And Jesus spent all night till morning in the presence of his Father. You know, and he was already close to his Father. We have to get to that place.
Yes.
And we just treat it as though it's, you know, not no big deal. We got to reach that stage where we leave all and just go find God. Whatever it is that's holding us back today from seeking his presence, from seeking that chance to be with him, to pray to him, to read his word, to be the servant of God that he has called us to be the child of God, the Christian that he has called us to be. We got to put that aside. We got to make the sacrifice to be able to leave and follow, to seek him, to go after him, to pursue him. And as we look at Elisha and Elijah, he came and threw the mantle on him. Something had happened. Something spiritual happened. There was a spiritual shift. When we give our lives to God, there's a spiritual shift.
Yeah,
in our lives, though.
Fresh realignment.
Realignment in our lives. And when we become ministers of God in ministry, we align in a different level. We got to totally commit ourselves to being the vessel of God, serving God, without having those hindrances that we're going to spend more time doing than being with the presence of the Lord or in God's presence. And Elisha recognized, I got it. And then he also recognized that there's something awesome and amazing on Elijah that he wanted.
Yeah.
He would have known, he heard a story about Elijah. you know, this man, this prophet doing great miracles. In his head, he said, I want that anointing. I want that mantle, but I want it double full.
Yeah.
And he realized that he had to make a sacrifice. He left everything, left his whole business. He was in business with those oxen, bless God, and he killed them, burnt all of the cars and stuff like that. And just, and Elijah said, what have I done to you? So he said, give me some time to go and kiss my mother and father goodbye. Sometimes we have our family before God, you know, and they come first. We got to let them kiss our mother and father goodbye. Not that we're going to desert them, but we've got to know where to place them and never place them before the things of God. Kingdom first, seek ye first, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness and all things shall be added. And he went after him. And even when Elijah was saying to him, stay here, and the company of prophets was saying, do you know that God's going to take your father away today? He said, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear. I'm staying focused. So we've got to close our ears to all the negative things we're hearing around us, or people that are negative, that want to discourage us and make us kind of change course, and just focus on God.
Yeah.
And focus on the things of God. And focus on the call of God. And focus on where God has placed you. And focus on where God has taken you. That's very important. Not to listen to the noisy things around you and the negative things that are around you. Listen to the voice of God. He kept focusing everywhere. He went all the way from Bethel and all of those cities down to Jordan. Down to Jordan. And bless God, it happened.
Yeah.
He said, what do you want? He said, I want what's on you. I want that. I want, but I want it double fold. So you've asked a hard thing. He could only make his request because he had followed. Because he had pursued the man that had something that he wanted. We can't demand things from God unless we pursue him. Unless we seek him. If we're not in the place where we pursue and pray, how can we be asking God when we haven't met requirements for what God has for us? And so when he had met the requirements, Elijah said, what do you want? He said, what was on you? I want that mantle. He said, you ask a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you see me go up, yeah, and he waited, he watched, and he kept focused. So in other words, he had to keep his eyes on the prize, his eyes on Elijah. And we have to keep our eyes on the prize, on Jesus, you know, and the things of God, so we can get what we want from God. You know, and don't lose our sight and be swayed away from being focused on God. And that's important. You know, I try today to make sure that I can give more time to these ministers of God to share. Because when I start, you know what it is like. So let's hear you. Reverend Gail, you're coming in there, please.
One of the things that captured, I always like the Elisha. Analogy and the story. And one of the things is that Elisha recognized that there was something new and something different happening, and that's why he gave up everything. And for us, for 2026, our chasing and pursuing God must be something that we desire with our whole heart, wholeheartedly, passionate for it. To pursue God, to chase after God, means that we are putting in every effort we have. We are passionate about what we want to see. Just like the shepherds ran because they heard what the angels said. And one of the things that we can do is that we can dive deeper. I mean, to pursue God means to chase after him. When I think of Moses said, God, I want to see you.
Yeah.
I want to see you. I want to be. I mean, he was in God's presence all the time, but yet still he was still hungering after God. And that's what God is looking for, because when we see the world today and where the world is going, we have to call on Jesus. He said that if we call him, we will be found by him. If we seek him, he will hear, he will answer, and he will be found by us. And that is our desire for Mount Zion Missions, and I pray it's a desire for every Christian that we begin to pursue God, chase after him, long for him, desire for him, cause our heart and our soul to pant after him, you know, so that as we do that, we draw closer to him through the word, through the worship, through praying, and you will see how we will find him. And not just find him to what he can give us, but find him so that we can see his glory, signs and wonders, miracles. Praise God.
I see you. Elder Otto, please.
Good morning once again, my brothers and sisters in Christ and those who are listening. From my experience, I can tell you one thing for sure. Sometimes we get distracted or confused between salvation and discipleship. Salvation is free. God gave us that gift when he went on the cross and died for us. After we have accepted salvation, we now go into the stage of being a disciple. It's at that point that we have a problem because we don't want to move from where we are comfortable, resting on our saved laurels and get to that point where we now take what we have been given and give it to others who don't know what we have just discovered. It would require from us giving of our time, our effort, from our jobs, from everything else that we got caught up with, to lose ourselves so that when I first gave my life to Christ and I thought I was on a cruise liner, I have accepted Jesus. Then I realized, no, it's a battleship I am on. I must now take what I have been given and show people what they are missing. Is it challenging? Of course, because you're going to have an obstacle. He does not want you, the enemy, does not want you to show what you have become, the transformation in your life that can touch people, that you can be a blessing to others. So you will be fought tooth and nail. But remember, Jesus said, I have given you everything you will ever need. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He has never lost the battle and he never will. With you on his side and with you guided by him, rest assured, you will come out victorious.
Praise God. Thank you, Elder. Apostle Chris, are you smiling? Share your thoughts with us, please.
Thank God. We're privileged to know that in spite of what we go through, what we have gone through in our life, the falls we made, the mistakes we made, and the things that we're not proud about, but God is still pursuing all of us. He's still coming after us. Classic example, we may feel that we're at the end of the road, but not God. God doesn't have that for us. God wants to come all the way. And the classic example, Elijah. As they move around, God gave Elijah a word for Elijah. But he wasn't ready for that. He wanted to conduct his life normally. And we need to remember that when we reach out to God, God is going to open some doors for us that may not be comfortable in the first instance, but we see the story at the end. He always have an end game for us, and his end game is to make sure he looks good. Look what happened to Elijah in the process. He did some enormous things. All because he heard the voice of the Lord from the servant of God. We have to keep our ears open. We have to keep our ears open and listen to the voice of God. Right now, we listen to too many voices. We listen to too much noises, too many noises. And as a noise come around us, we are being wrapped up in it and forgetting what it is God wants for us. God wants us to have peace. God wants to have joy. God wants us to be happy. God wants to be saved. God wants to be with him. A multiplicity of things God wants to do in our lives. But we must open that door for him. And when that door is open, amazing things happen. We reach the top of all, whole story. And here is God saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That is the best say the church can hear. I want to encourage you, wherever you're going through, whatever you're going through right now, it may not be easy, but God has your story. God has a plan for you, and he will see you through. He will bring you through the day. All you have to do is follow him like a child. Follow him all the way, and you will reach your destination.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. I mean, today is really a blessing. I hope that you, listening to us, will be challenged to chase after God, to pursue God, to seek God passionately with all your energy. We also know, and I shared that already, in seeking God, sometimes we have to deal with something called the bird of prey. And so if the bird of prey comes after us, we have to seek God and hide ourselves under the shadow of the Almighty. So we declare that the bird of prey today will not come against us or come against you that are listening. There'll be no bird of prey chasing after you today that will succeed in getting you to stop or to sabotage the plan of God for your life. So we have to fight. We have to keep fighting and looking out for the bird of prey that will come down like it came down on Abram's sacrifice to God,
yes,
to consume it before God could even come down and take it up.
Yes.
So as you pursue God, you have to keep looking for the bird of prey.
Yes.
Reverend here is going to share a declaration today that will help us as we pursue God and take authority over every bird of prey in our lives.
Sovereign Lord, I worship you as God. You alone are worthy of the glory and the praise. I will walk in your word to me in 2026. According to Genesis chapter 15:11, just like Abraham, I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my life, my family, and my ministry. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my body. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my ministry. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my family. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my finances. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my vision. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my reputation. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my future. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my worship to God. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my home. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prayer from my church and my community. In Jesus' name, for in 2026, I will pursue you, sovereign God, and I will establish my God-given kingdom legacy in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Powerful. And I hope that you were listening carefully to all of those declarations there concerning your life. Every aspect of your life was touched. Your finances, your family, your church, your ministry, your community. Please apply those. Say, God, I receive every prayer, every declaration that Reverend Gail just offered up, and I take it on as my personal declaration and apply it to my life and my ministry. And guess what? I believe that God will show up and manifest his power on your life, because God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to succeed. I challenge you to continue to pursue God. Seek for God.
Yes.
Hunger for him.
Yes.
It pays dividends. Amen. As a minister, I can tell you that I was a minister all my life. I was a Christian. I got saved at 9 years old. And I came up, you know, through the church and so on, and serving in different areas. I know that it's the hunger for God. And I can tell you it's beneficial. It pays. It does pay dividends. Seek him and you shall find him. God bless all of you listeners. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.